Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and welcome back to Real Talk. Today's episode is another installment where I chat with you about all things faith and practice. It's an audio exclusive segment of Bible Line, so make sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Real Talk posts every Wednesday around 3 p.m. All right, so today I want to chat with you about the attitude of most commenters on Christian YouTube channels. Sadly, I see way more antagonistic, inflammatory, and demeaning comments on videos instead of comments which aim to bring about real discussion, which leads to a change of mind. Basically, there's a lot of unproductive and vain talk going on in comment sections. Bible Line is not immune to these types of comments either. We see them come in waves, so there is an ebb and flow to the amount of comments, but they are guaranteed to be vitriolic in nature. Oftentimes, I'm reminded of Paul's warning to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, 23 through 26. Let's take a look at that passage. Paul says, "But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." I think it's important to note the type of questions is defined by Paul. Foolish and unlearned, which means dull or stupid, heedless, blockheaded, absurd, uninstructed, stupid. Those are strong definitions. Doesn't this sound like most of the comments on Christian YouTube videos? Paul tells Timothy to avoid such questions. These are people that lend themselves to debate. Timothy didn't need to get caught up in the ignorance of their questions because they would lead into divisiveness, which is what Paul means when he says, knowing they do gender strifes. Divisiveness is exactly what I have observed on Bible Line and many other Christian YouTube channels. People do not have a desire to bring about a change of mind. They only aim to one-up the person in the video or someone who leaves a comment of support. They have their Bible verses ready to paste without any attention paid to the context, mind you. I think the best word to describe these kinds of people is immature. Paul goes on to teach Timothy why striving after these immature debaters and their questions is the opposite of what the servant of the Lord must do with their ministries. Specifically, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. I love the clarity and the simplicity in these verses. I see myself as a servant of the Lord because I am in the role of a pastor. These verses teach that my outward attitude to all people should be gentle, patient, and meek. It is important to note that I should also have a willingness to instruct or teach, which is what Paul means by the phrase apt to teach. This directly counters those who aim to demean, discourage, and destroy with their pompous, immature questions. It's ironic to see the comments on our channel and other Bible-believing teachers' channels prove these verses correct. I just listened to a street preacher absolutely obliterate the gospel message by adding works. In his approach to street preaching, he called out those who opposed him, said they were wicked and destined for hell. May I ask, does that sound like someone who is gentle, meek, or patient? He never told them how they can be found in proper standing with God. He didn't try to lead them to Christ, which is probably because his message requires people to give all that they have to God to be saved. However, it's blatantly obvious that he is accomplishing divisiveness. Instead of trying to tear down the people, whether they are saved or unsaved, servants of the Lord should be looking to teach that which is true according to God's word. This will require patience, gentleness, and strength held in reserve, which is a good definition of meekness. When Paul says, quote, those that oppose themselves, he is referring to those that are in need of repentance, a change of mind, which is going on to say, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. This is likely believers in context, but it can also apply to those who are unsaved. If we are commanded to go into the world and preach the gospel, don't you think we will be able to reach more people one-on-one with an attitude of love and patience? I think so. Calling names and elevating ourselves above one another and mindlessly shouting with our typed words will not produce the change of mind that God is looking to perform. I do not want to be working against God. Do you? I don't think so. Paul goes on to say, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Ultimately, through the right attitude and the correct approach, which involves an inward mentality and an outward action, the servant of the Lord can help recover a person who has fallen prey to the devil's trap. When I see comments that aim to tear me down, or call me names, or seek to expose me as a false prophet, I know those people are deceived by the devil. Sometimes they come from believers. I see their attitude, and I know it's not proper. Instead of ending arguments back and forth in the comments section, I keep posting videos that teach the truth. In the case where it's an unbeliever, I want them to see the error in their thinking and call them to a change of mind from their works to trust in Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection as the payment for all their sins. Once I have responded with the truth, I let the word do the rest of the work. Oftentimes, I'll give people direct responses with an invitation to chat on the phone. They rarely accept, which tells me that they aren't really interested in learning or discussing. As we look to close out today's discussion, I just want to remind you how important it is to follow instructions in the Word of God. There will be immature believers that aim to produce divisiveness in the comments of Christian YouTube videos, even Bible Line videos. Leave a comment with biblical support and then move on. There are always going to be people that talk just to hear themselves talk or type just to read themselves, I guess. Instead, look to reach people with meekness, gentleness, and patience. Be willing to teach all men and avoid those that are just wasting time. Did you enjoy today's discussion? I really hope that you did. Don't forget to write us an email with your Bible question. We'd love to get you an answer. Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you a written response and maybe even make a video on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube. That's where we post videos many times a week. You can hit the notification bell there that says all notifications so that as soon as we post any content on YouTube, you get an update. Okay, that about does it for today. I'll see you back here next Wednesday for another audio-exclusive episode of Real Talk. Keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.